So the one, the only Allison Hassler, we're thrilled you're here with us today.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm thrilled to be here.
Slightly intimidated, right?
Yeah. has that other podcast or several podcasts like across town. It's like, wow, look at their podcast.
Yeah, and she owns so many, properties and rentals now? Like, so, it's just...
Total disclaimer. I only own three.
Oh, okay.
And then own the property management business.
Absolutely, gotcha. She does. Yeah, she manages, we've got some gorgeous, what would you call them, like boutique spaces or, here in our studio, the third floor.
Upstairs.
You now have how many units up there?
So now we have three.
Wow.
Are they actually finished now?
They are finished.
Okay, good.
Maybe we need a tour.
I'm so tired of the construction workers.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. But it's a wonderful concept. You know, if you're, you're looking for kind of an urban vibe where, you're in the middle of a city, you can maybe walk to some places to eat, and then there's a little common area up there that you can hang out. And I think there are swings affixed and fancy.
And you're within walking distance of the campus. So, you want to go to a football game or a basketball game, you can easily walk there. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's great because it's great security in this building. Mm-hmm. And, you have a commercial parking lot that you have lights on all the time. There's things that I didn't even really think about that are just huge assets to this whole building.
I will attest to the security. Uniqueness. She's had to text before, Angie, they cannot get in the building. Angie, do you have a hidden key?
We have fixed all those problems, knock on wood. But yes, it has been great and people love it.
Yeah.
So the reviews have been out of this world. It's been great.
That's so awesome. This is Marketabilities where, Growing Media did very little to promote itself. So we're like, why don't we just create another production, right? And bring people on and talk about the entrepreneurial spirit and wanting to do things as far as owning your own business. And wow, I mean, some of the stories. But anyway, with you, I love how you set goals for yourself. You attain those goals, like just blew the goals completely out. And now you're like, this... Like you said, I mean, he thought you owned everything at this point,
That's what it looks like.
Right.
You know.
So talk about how you jumped on this fascination with staying in someone else's place rather than a hotel or, talk about that.
Sure. Okay. So this all started on the cusp of my husband selling a business that he owned, and he's always been the entrepreneur of our family. I've always worked not only jobs, your regular 9-to-5. I've always worked government jobs. Mm. So either government funded in some way or a government entity.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So I've worked city, county, state, and federal. So I've worked all of the sectors of government in the United States. And
military,
so,
this, right?
Yeah, military.
Yeah, I remember.
She's phenomenal. Yes, thank you for that.
Yeah. So I've always been that person, and I've been just much more on that conservative side of working. And so my husband's the one that sold his business. I felt like it was kind of a sabbatical experience that he said, you know what? I have my, my captain's license.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we buy a charter boat? And I'm like, okay, I don't know what that means, but yeah, sure.
Okay, let's do it.
Let's do it. So he ends up buying a 50-foot motor yacht that we ended up chartering on Kentucky Lake.
That's so cool.
It was phenomenal. As glamorous as that sounds, it really was, other than the fact that we were cleaning.
The guests saw the glamorous side. Yeah. Right, right.
I was doing the first mate things, and I was like, I'm here for anything. I'm here to hold your hair behind your head.
So it was a big party barge. Yeah, it was really.
But we had everything. We had everything from, the 40-year-old birthdays with their adult friends. We had bachelorette parties. We had family events. And it was so interesting because most of our groups that we had on the boat that chartered with us had never even rented a pontoon boat. This is their first boating experience. Yeah. And they're on this motor yacht that sleeps 10 comfortably, full-size kitchen, just all the works, right?
Wow.
So we had this is the introduction to our hospitality industry, and we are really up in people's faces, right? On a boat for 8 hours with them.
Wow.
So we get to really know the people by the end of the day, giving hugs at the end and, wishing them merry
or pushing them off the boat into the water. Yeah. It's like, never coming out.
Luckily, we had a few of those.
Good.
So that was our introduction to the hospitality industry. And we're like, wow, this is really cool. Mm-hmm. And people pay really good money for a great experience.
That's right.
So, but at the same time, it was a double-edged sword. It was miles away. You know, we were driving an hour one way and, you know, just to clean the boat or just to change over things and make sure that it was ready for the next guest. And so that part of it just got really exhausting. And we said, what can we do here in Southern Illinois? Because we love Southern Illinois just as much, maybe in more in some aspects of lake life. And what can we do here to make it more convenient for us? So that's when we decided that we would build micro cabins on the back 5 acres of our home estate.
Her husband can build really cool things.
And then we started digging into that research of like, okay, so what would I want to spend my money on in an experience? So if I was going to spend a weekend or a staycation or whatever, what would I want to stay in? Mm-hmm. So that's where we really designed it around. And so we have these little modern micro cabins. They're only 560 square feet.
Gorgeous.
And they're very boutique-y. Mm-hmm. So very much a glamping experience, if you want to call it that. And so that was a really great experience because it was right in our back, you know, essentially our backyard. It doesn't feel like your backyard, our backyard.
Right.
But we really kind of made a well-oiled machine out of the back-end processes. And that's where, you know, all of that government work experience was part of, you know, strategy planning and getting things from point A to point B, that project management side of things, just really creating that well-oiled machine on the back end. And that's where I thought, you know what? Now that this is a well-oiled machine, maybe I could do that for somebody else. Mm-hmm. And originally that thought process was to cash flow additional builds of more micro cabins in our back 5 acres. So the intent was to say, hey, I could pick up maybe managing one or two more properties of somebody else's to cash flow our passion project, which is the cabins and building more cabins because we can fit six comfortably without them being overcrowded. So once we started that was in the beginning of 2022. Mm-hmm. And so at the end of 2022, I had five managed properties. And then
all down around the lake? Because you're on beautiful Lake of Egypt in Southern Illinois.
There were a few on the lake. And then I had two that were in the Carbondale area.
Okay.
So there were two, you know, beautiful log cabins. So something very different. But was it willing to take them on and try to, you know, see if it was a good fit, and it turned out being a great fit. And so then as it went forward, we just ended up doubling in size every year to the point where I had went back to work full time when I took on that first managed property, to the point where I was stuck at that crossroads. Right. Yeah. So I went to my boss, the mayor, and I, you know, kind of laid it all out there for him. He's also an entrepreneur, so he understood what was going down. And, you know, he gave the best advice of, you know, I won't know unless I try it.
That's
So I ended up hanging my hat with the city of Marion and went for it. And that was when I had about 10 properties. At the end of last year, I had 20 properties. And then the goal was to slow down and only add 10 more this year. And we are in quarter two and we've added 8. So it's been insane.
But there's a reason. I mean, you guys should realize this, that Southern Illinois is not Chicago. So do your research. And it's beautiful. It's wooded. There are a lot of lakes, things to just.
Yeah. The Shawnee National Forest. Yeah.
The wine trail. So, there's so much to see and do. And I love how you said when you started this, and this happens to a lot of us.
Yeah.
You keep one foot in that place, you know, that's going to continue to give you money because you need that sometimes to live, you know, you need the money, but then you're watching yourself over here and you're knowing how hard you're working on your own business, and to take that leap and do it 100% is scary. Yeah.
It is so scary.
But man, you know, I know your work ethic, yours is like, when I can say no one will outwork me, let's go. Yeah. You know, that's what it takes.
It does. And you know, so my last day was in the end of September, and that actually is the beginning of where that bell curve kind of starts to drop off in the slow season.
That's awesome.
for the tourist industry in Southern Illinois.
Right.
So I was actually ending, and I say it's my financial security gland. Uh-huh. You know, it was spasming at the time. Okay, are we going to get through the winter? Are we going to get through the winter?
Mm-hmm.
But I had to take that leap of faith. There was just no other option.
But man, I wish people, because we, as a marketing ad agency, we rented one of her properties and went down.
So much fun.
In the wintertime, you can't.
That
you
was can, the oasis on the Lake
it's
of
so
Egypt.
Cool. Yeah. Beautiful. I mean, it's still beautiful in the winter, you know?
Yeah.
Even though you can just look at the water, you can't go out. I mean, you could, but, you know, it's year round. Yeah. I wish people would do that.
Yeah.
We actually lived on Lake of Egypt for about 9 years, and I absolutely loved every season.
Yeah.
And the winter, because all of the leaves drop and you have a bigger view of the lake and just that crystal clear
it's gorgeous.
View is amazing.
And now the other thing we have to talk about, and this is for any business, we happen to live in a pretty hot area when it comes to this crazy phenomena of the total eclipse. We've done it once.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
We've done
it's
it once
back.
And it's coming back. And next this year. One right here, I mean, the money she's making her property owners and herself, people will pay huge dollars to come and stay and experience that.
It is insane.
Yeah. I want to rent out
the studio, like this room. If you want to rent out this room, during the eclipse,
everything is rentable,
but that's what you got to think about. You're building your business and
we've got rooftop access.
Oh, we just said it. We've got rooftop access. Yeah.
Which we can sell by the thousands.
There you
look
go.
At her. She's thinking. She's like, okay, we've got the three upstairs.
Let's throw some telescopes up there.
Right.
Whatever we need.
I love it. But what have you seen?
I was thinking a mini bar, but go ahead.
Oh, definitely that. That's there. That's there. Remember, she said she'd hold your hair if she needed to. But talk about how, as a business owner, you can prepare for things like that. You know?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Well, I can just explain how I've prepared.
Mm-hmm.
So there have been an enormous amount of lessons learned with the previous eclipse, because we are, you know, at that epicenter, we are at the crossroads of both of them. And there was a lot of lessons learned from this last time. And it was number one is that people came early, but as soon as it was over,
they were gone. Yeah.
They were gone. So one of the things that I've done with my properties is that all of the properties are available. They're rentable. Some have already been snagged up and they are renting.
The big ones.
Yes.
And for big money.
Yes. So part of that is that, okay, so it's going to be on a Monday, I believe.
Okay.
Monday. That we wanted to make sure that the economic development piece of that and that economic stimulus is part of the experience, so that people come in the previous weekend and enjoy and experience Southern Illinois leading up to that big event.
Is it a week minimum to rent your properties?
It is a Friday to Wednesday.
Girl, that's smart. I thought she was going to say a 2 to 3 night minimum. Yeah. You're here for the week, folks. Yeah. I'm sorry.
So we have, in most properties, it's a 3 to 4 night minimum.
Okay.
And it is a premium cost, but we are guaranteed to show you a great experience. So,
wow.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's what we know.
Yeah.
That's great.
I mean, the universe, you know, I love how we will show you something like you've never seen before.
Yeah. Well,
cue the cameras,
and people will pay for that.
Oh, gosh.
People want experiences, right? Like they don't want to just go to like a $110 hotel again.
No,
you know?
Right. No, you want to do that. And you seem to love it. You seem to love what you're doing. Is it fun for you?
It is. I realized, and I've just kind of had to accept it for myself that probably the reason why I've had so many experiences and jobs in my life is that I can get bored really quickly. And if I'm not constantly challenged, then I start to get anxious and I start to see what
you're
other
buying another
window
boat, aren't you?
Of opportunities. I have tried
She's
to
coming.
Talk my husband into it. So yes, I am constantly needing that challenge in order for me to stay engaged. And that is any entrepreneurial experience whatsoever. So it doesn't matter what industry you're in, whether it's hospitality or marketing or whatever, there is always a challenge
to overcome.
That's
so that I realized, I'm like, wow, maybe I really am an entrepreneur at heart. I didn't know this until I was almost 40, but I guess so, because that is the part that I love the most, is
so
that
cool.
I'm constantly learning and constantly trying to understand what that next challenge is. And part of last year's experience was understanding that you have to have the pieces in place to scale mm-hmm. or you're going to flounder. That's and true. I was kind of on that borderline all year wow. floundering okay. or scaling. And, yeah. You know, by the skin of my teeth, I made it through and was finally able to kind of play that catch up piece and put the pieces and the resources in place in order to, you know, continue scaling. And that's awesome. So now we're in a much better space, but
very good.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Something that I love about Allison and her many, many channels of, you know, interests, much like what we do at Growing Media and Produce Perform, it's always been important to you to give back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I absolutely love giving back. There's and much like everybody in mm-hmm. this world, if you're working or if you're a stay-at-home mom, whatever you are, your time is limited. We have 24 hours in a day.
Right.
So it is very difficult. And I absolutely love being able to give back. And I was able to find a way that is rather convenient, I guess you could say. Yeah. We do a lot of other volunteer opportunities, but you know, sometimes when that time is limited, you want to be able to give back in another way. So I stumbled upon a very philanthropic chapter of the 100 Women Who Care. Mm-hmm. And found
we don't exclude men. You can, so, I mean, just send your donation.
I care too.
Okay. So there are over 700 chapters in the United States, and awesome. There are chapters of everything. So mm-hmm. there's chapters yeah. of men who care, women who right. care, teens who care. So yeah, we don't exclude. We just, I will take your money.
Yeah.
Oh,
you
will. Yeah, I promise.
She makes it really
yeah,
easy.
Of course,
yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, we found a chapter actually in Effingham. So that was the closest chapter that I heard about because okay. I'm from that central Illinois area. And I was kind of like a deer in the headlights. Like, what is this? Mm-hmm. This sounds too easy. And essentially mm-hmm. you meet for an hour. You talk about why you should give to different organizations. You come as a collective to vote and you give all of the money collected that night to the organization.
Wow.
Easy peasy. And I thought,
great impact.
This is too easy not to at least try.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so now fast forward, we are on our, we will be upcoming on our 8th meeting. So we have been an organization, I say organization in a very loose way,
right,
no, not a formal organization, true, right. but we have been coming together as women who care in Williamson County, or the focus is Williamson County, for 2.5 years now.
So, wow.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Over $60,000 has been raised, given back to the community, to
That's
those
fantastic.
Workers that are serving the most vulnerable populations in our community. So it's been
Love
really
that.
Exciting.
Love that.
Yeah.
Shot in the arm. Talk about infrastructure and protecting it as, you know you're bringing people to the region. You want them to have resources. You want them to have outlets. You want your area to thrive. And what a better yeah. way to do that.
Yeah. And you Fantastic. Know what has been a secondary benefit that I just didn't, I guess I maybe realized it in theory, but then I, after experiencing it myself, I realized that this is a huge benefit to this, to the nonprofit organizations, is that when a nonprofit puts their name in the hat and they are drawn, they have a captive audience mm. of 100 influential women
right.
that are interested
in
giving.
Investing. Yes, yeah. yes.
And there have been so That's many huge. New organizations. They may not be new, but new to me. Mm-hmm. I never even heard of some of them.
Right.
And so having yeah. that captive audience to be able to share and say for 5 minutes, everything there is to know about your organization, and they are there to absorb that.
Wow.
Because they are willing, they are wanting to understand whether they need to have a vote for you or right. for two other organizations. It has been huge yeah. because their platform has been put up here mm-hmm. to share with their community members.
Right.
And not just their community members, but their generous community members that are interested in giving.
Yeah.
So that has been a huge benefit.
Everybody
in
wins
itself.
That night. Even if you yeah. don't, even if you don't receive the award that night, you're very much on the minds of people
Absolutely.
And they'll be watching yeah. what
and
you
that,
do.
That's been an unexpected and exciting benefit that I just didn't I completely underestimated.
Mm-hmm. That's fantastic.
What kind of like community and almost camaraderie has that brought to the women that have been coming to the
It's been so much fun.
Yeah.
And what's interesting is that we've had everything from longstanding chapter members that have came and been present every single time.
Mm-hmm.
We've had chapter members that have come and go, and you know, it's just as life, you know, right. Happens.
Yeah.
And we get new members every single time. We have, it feels like there's a third, and maybe it's not a third, maybe it's closer to 20%, but for sake of conversation, we always have new people that are coming and, you know, getting this experience.
Well, you make it look so fun. Like last time it was it Derby theme or the big hat?
It was Kentucky Derby
themed. Yeah,
it was
very
right before
cool.
The Kentucky Derby was starting. And so we made it Kentucky Derby themed and it was super fun. Everybody wore their fancy hats. But I say, you know, come as you are. Like I said, I take your money no matter what. If you need to show up in scrubs because you're just coming after work.
I'll bring you an extra hat. I'll make you, you know, it'll be great. 100%. Well, we noticed you and we're hoping we've extended the invitation, wanting to give back ourselves, you know, doing the Mid-America Music Awards. There are just so many, you know, we talked about so many wonderful organizations out there who need your financial help. And we know there's so many wonderful artists and people performing and trying to be recognized. And hopefully we might be able to work together on a project and just get a lot of people noticed and do a lot of good in the world. And you know what? That comes back full circle so many times, doesn't it?
Always.
It does.
Yeah. Always. Yeah.
Important. And you know what else is cool? You've got two kids watching, you know, and they see mom doing so many great things. And I know that seems very important to you and your husband is to bring them into that way of conducting themselves. Talk about that.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. If you watch or follow me on any social media, like my personal social media, you'll see... They are hard workers and they are folded into the mold of this family. Like, you know, they are 14 and 12 now.
Oh,
and
wow.
Up until this point, so post COVID, up to this point, we have homeschooled. We have made the decision to send them back into a non-homeschooled sector. So my daughter's going to private school. My son's going to go back to public school, at least for his junior high years. And then we'll make the decision.
Are they ready for that? Are you sure?
They weren't.
Wowza.
They were and they weren't. So it was just so interesting because I realized that when we made that original decision, I realized that
you always kept them with a group with even other homeschool
kids.
Yeah,
we did. We kept them with a group.
They weren't isolated.
With the all of the craziness around COVID and the rule changes and all that stuff, I just felt like that we could better serve them at home with, you know, with a homeschool process. Mm-hmm. And we were able to join a co-op. We did classical conversations, which was wonderful. And it was such an eye-opening experience for me to have them, you know, essentially 24 hours a day. And
you're teaching them a lot of lessons there, Mom.
So when I needed to go meet a client or if I needed to go check on a house or whatever.
Do a TV show.
Do a TV show. They got life experiences all the last few years. And
or a music video.
They're really good.
Music video. Oh, they were incorporated into that. I actually had COVID on.
You did.
That's right.
I had to play you.
I was peeking out the windows watching the films go on and I'm like, I cannot believe this is happening.
Your family, man, here's what's so cool. You know, we felt like we were kind of infringing all day. We're like in their property and asking, you know, can you move this big piece of equipment? And can you put your daughter behind the wheel? Like we need to do this and this. And your hubby, absolutely adore him. He was meeting, you know, we were afraid to knock on the door. What was it, like 4:35 o'clock? And he's already out there. He's got his coffee. He's ready to go. Yeah. Let's go. Yeah.
Michael so
he
was awesome. He's still accepting autographs.
He looked like he got up at 2 a.m.
Man, he was so good.
He was so excited. And I think it was probably a blessing in disguise that I was not part of it. And they got to shine in their own light. And because I've always had very public facing businesses and work and things like that. So it was just pretty awesome. And yeah, I know that he threw that in here. He's like, well, Larkin can run an excavator.
Oh yeah. And I'm like, oh,
at 12 years old.
I think that video is already up to like 150,000. That's crazy numbers. Yeah. And so your family just, I think I called you and said, look, we need to cast this person. And why did I feel like I could just call you? And she goes, yeah, we've got it. We'll do it. We'll be there. Okay. We'll handle it. Okay.
Absolutely.
I mean, you have an extensive acting career, right? I'm like, what do you want, Angie?
You know, I think life is too short to not experience new things. And so it's really hard for me to say no to just about anything.
That's so
cool. Even if I'm telling my family.
Here's my kids. Just take them.
I feel like they need to adopt that same philosophy as experience and try new things out. And if that includes acting in a country music video, then it needs to be that way.
And I think that's kind of the theme of this podcast today is, for me, I just said this last week. I know I've shared this with you. I'm not a gal that has the fancy purses and the whatever. Any money I make, I want an experience. Yeah. You know, I want to live life. I want to try new things. Now, I used to be an extreme adventurer. And my mother calmly said, you have a child, so you need to stay alive. No more skydiving, mountain climbing, scuba diving. But, you know, get out there, whether it's through your business, whether it's personal. And because people, man, people notice that. People watch what you're doing, and it'll encourage them. They'll want to do it. They'll want to get to know you better. They'll utilize your business, and there you go.
Yeah.
I think we are very much cut from the same cloth. Yeah. This last fall, after a very, very busy season, I decided to take a girls' trip. And I took the most low-key, easy girls that I knew that was okay with washing their underwear out in a sink. And, we need no frills.
That's right.
And we did something that none of us had ever done before, which was we rented a C-class RV and we flew into Las Vegas, had dinner in Las Vegas, but then didn't see Las Vegas again until we were ready to get on the plane.
Wow.
So we went and got our Class C and took off into the mountains and into the desert and explored for 4 days. And, you know, it was something that none of us had ever done, but we just trusted that we could figure it out along the way. That is my adventures.
I think I followed that post.
My best friend that is 98 pounds soaking wet, I've known her since I was 5 years old. Somehow we could not find her in the desert that you could see for 20 miles in every direction.
No. Oh, gosh.
She ended up looking for us walking around this giant rock formation it looked 5 miles away, but it was really only.
Oh, my gosh.
Probably.
She was the oasis that was, you know.
Oh my gosh.
Crazy.
The thoughts that went through my head were not even consumable for TV.
Right. Well, it worked out, and you're a better person for it, and you're happy you don't have to wash your underwear in the sink every day, right?
That is true.
Well, thanks so much for coming by, and we're going to let you wrap up because he always just has just something, you know, that just makes
I don't know if I do this time.
Oh, man, I just put you on the spot in front of Allison. You got to show off.
Pressure's
on. Sorry.
What you got?
Well, I've been, this sounds really morbid, but I've been like thinking a lot about death lately. So, but this plays in because it's like Allison is doing exactly what she wants to do right now, and she's just kind of going for it.
Living,
and it's like the more you think about it, is like, why would you do anything else other than what you're supposed to be here doing?
That's right.
That's just the weird encouragement, I guess.
If you aren't living to your fullest potential, you're already dead.
Yeah.
I very much had the same epiphany.
It's epiphany. I had it.
That's right. I claim it. So I had this strange epiphany, and it was actually because I've had a lot of different jobs and different experiences. I've had a lot of past coworkers that have retired and then have passed in the last year. I've probably counted 5 different coworkers. Mm. And I think, why are we spending all this time working jobs that we don't like?
Amen.
And I'm not saying everybody needs to be an entrepreneur, but I'm saying why stay in somewhere
where you're miserable? Don't do it.
To count the clock, and then all of a sudden you have 2.5 years. You didn't realize you only had 2.5 years, but to spend the life that you wanted. And it just broke my heart. I saw that so many times and I thought, you know what? I'm glad I didn't stay there. I'm glad that I'm doing what I'm destined to do.
That's right. So good.
Yeah, that's right.
That's really encouraging. That was good to say. Yeah. Good to share.
Where can they follow because you have social media for the rentals.
Oh, right? Yeah. I do. Website, all that good stuff. Where can they find you?
So Southern Illinois Vacation Rentals, the acronym SIVR dot rentals.
Fancy.
.com was taken, and I could buy it for like $10,000, but I chose
not to. We opted out of that. Yeah.
So it is SIVR.rentals. So that is where all of our handles are on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. Those are the places that you can find us.
Sweet. Man. That is awesome.
Yeah, they have something for everybody, including this crazy glamping experience where you live in a bubble for a minute, you know, if you want to. Yeah.
I totally want to. I'm probably going to have to do it.
I know. It looks so cool.
Because Lena sent it to me.
That's right.
We have everything that you could possibly want, from a 2-person glamping hub or dome to beautiful lake homes at Sleep 19.
Oh, so
we have it all for every budget. So
treat yourself. It'll make you a better business owner. It'll make you a better person.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do that. All right.
And while you're at it, go ahead and follow Market Abilities.
Please.
On Instagram, Facebook, YouTube.
All those.
All of them.
Stages.
Yep. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.